Hello, AI Unraveled listeners. Welcome to a new deep dive episode of AI Unraveled. This is the show created and produced by Etienne Newman, senior engineer and, yes, a passionate soccer dad from Canada.
Hey, everyone. And yeah, if you get value from these sessions, definitely hit that like and subscribe button. It helps others find the show.
Absolutely. All right, let's dive in. It is June 11th, 2025, and wow, the AI landscape is just buzzing today. We've got a whole stack of news, insights, announcements. Yeah, there's a lot happening.
There really is. And our mission here, as always, is to try and cut through that noise for you. We've gone through the sources to pull out what really matters, you know, what actually happened, why it's significant, and maybe what it signals for, well, for where AI is headed.
Exactly. Think of this as your shortcut to getting up to speed on the big shifts. We're going to walk you through the key stuff, unpack what the reports are telling us is happening right now. We'll hit on major model news, some surprising details about AI's real-world footprint, and yeah, some pretty bold predictions too.
Okay, let's get into it. This stack looks interesting.
Right. Okay, first up, and this one's hard to miss, a big double announcement from OpenAI. Reports today are highlighting the launch of a brand new model. They're calling it O3 Pro, and a really, really dramatic price cut on their existing O3 model.
That's the one. So the material says O3 Pro is out. It's positioned as, you know, more powerful, a step up, replacing their older O1 Pro. And it's available now for ChatGPT Pro and team users, and also via the API for developers.
And they're not exactly being quiet about how good it is. The benchmarks they've shared suggest O3 Pro is designed to beat the current competition. They're specifically calling out strengths in things like math, science, coding. Seems like they're trying to set a new standard.
Definitely aiming high. But maybe, like you said, the even bigger headline for many is that price cut for the standard O3 model. Mm. The reports say OpenAI slashed the cost by, get this, 80%.
80?
Yeah, 80%. Yeah. So just for perspective, the old price was, what, $10 per $1 million input tokens and $40 per $1 million output? And the new price is just $2 for input and $8 for output per million tokens. I mean, that's a huge drop.
It really is. So, okay, you launch a more powerful model and you slash the price of the existing one by 80%. What's the real story here? What does this mean for, you know, for people listening?
Well, it's not just the numbers, is it? It's about the strategy. This looks like a really aggressive move to basically speed up how widely advanced AI gets adopted, making these powerful models so much cheaper. It just lowers the barrier to entry significantly.
For who, though? Startups. Big companies.
Pretty much everyone.
Yeah.
Startup trying to build new AI features, big companies wanting to integrate AI deeper into their workflows, even researchers or individuals just experimenting. It makes high-level AI reasoning much more accessible and, you know, definitely puts pressure on competitors to respond.
Yeah, you'd think so. That's a major market move. Okay, speaking of AI getting into the real world, let's shift from models to, well, cars. Elon Musk made an interesting announcement today about Tesla's robo-taxi plans.
Ah, yes. So that reports indicate Musk announced the Tesla robo-taxi service is tentatively set to start operations on June 22nd. That word tentatively feels important here.
Right. Very tentative. And it's in Austin, Texas.
Correct, Austin.
And the system they're using, it's not that futuristic cyber cab thing, right? It's using a new unsupervised version of their full self-driving system. And the initial plan, according to the sources, is pretty limited. Just 10 to 20 Model Y vehicles.
And crucially, they'll be kept within a specific geofenced area, basically a virtual boundary, and they'll be monitored remotely by Tesla employees, so still quite controlled.
And Musk apparently commented on why it's tentative.
Yeah, the articles mention he cited safety paranoia as the reason for that careful wording around the June 22nd date. The first actual driverless customer trip isn't projected until a bit later, June 28th.
Okay, so even with all the caution, what's the significance of this tentative debut?
Well, even if it's small scale and closely watched, it's still a pretty big step, isn't it? Okay. It could be a key moment, nudging fully driverless transport closer to reality for ordinary people. But maybe more importantly, it's going to be a massive test of public trust and acceptance. How these cars perform, how people react, that's going to heavily influence how quickly this stuff rolls out more broadly. It's a tech test, sure, but also very much a social one.
It really is. Makes you think about the hurdles these companies face. And interestingly, another source today touches on a different kind of challenge for a tech giant. Meta seems to be having trouble keeping its top AI talent, even with Reportedly huge pay packages.
Yeah, that's what the material suggests. It sounds like an ongoing issue. Top AI researchers are leaving Meta. They're going to startups, other competitors.
When the money isn't enough, I saw some figures mentioned.
Exactly. One VC quoted in the reports mentioned seeing compensation packages over $2 million a year, and people are still leaving. This VC said they knew of 3 high-profile departures just this week alone.
Wow. 2 million plus, and they're still walking. Where are they going? What's pulling them away if it's not just the cash?
Well, the reports specifically mention Anthropic as one place drawing talent. And the suggestion is, it's not just about matching salary, though that's obviously important. It seems to be more about the culture. Things like greater researcher autonomy, maybe more flexible work, a focus on intellectual exploration.
So freedom and impact, maybe?
Seems like it. For some of these top researchers, the ability to pursue their specific interests and feel like they're making a direct impact might actually outweigh even those massive paychecks at a huge corporation.
Is this just a Meta thing, or is it wider?
The material frames it as part of a bigger trend. Apparently, former Meta folks make up something like 4.3% of recent hires at some of these other AI labs. Mm. So yeah, it points to a broader flow of talent from the biggest tech companies towards maybe more focused AI-centric startups or labs.
That whole talent dynamic, It feels really crucial. What's the big picture takeaway here?
I think the sources really underscore just how intense this AI talent war is. It shows that even a behemoth like Meta, with all its resources, can't just buy loyalty. Top talent, it seems, is increasingly prioritizing things beyond just money, like autonomy, freedom, impact. And, you know, where this talent goes ultimately shapes who builds the next big breakthroughs.
It's a good reminder that people drive innovation, not just dollars. Now, speaking of impact, here's a really specific detail from the material that kind of stopped me in my tracks. It's about the environmental cost of AI, specifically water usage. Sam Altman mentioned a figure for a single ChatGPT query.
Yes, the water stat. The reports relay Altman saying an average ChatGPT prompt uses about 1/15 of a teaspoon of water, which, you know, sounds like basically nothing.
Right. Totally negligible, you'd think. But the material explains why it uses water. It's mostly for cooling the massive data centers running these AI models. They generate a lot of heat.
Exactly. And the point isn't the tiny amount per query. It's the scale. Billions of queries happening daily, globally.
Mm-hmm.
That 15th of a teaspoon adds up incredibly fast. The sources are using this stat to highlight this growing concern about AI's resource footprint. The energy, the water, for cooling as it gets woven into everything.
Mm.
It's a sort of hidden cost we need to be aware of.
Definitely puts things in perspective. Okay, let's swing back to Meta for a second, because despite those talent issues, they're obviously still innovating hard. They announced something called an AI world model.
That's right. They introduced Vijay Pay 2. And importantly, they've made it open source.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is for it to act as an AI world model, giving machines a better, more contextual grasp of the real physical world. You know, how objects behave, basic physics, that sort of thing.
How does it actually work, though, according to the sources?
The reports explain it by saying Vijay Pay 2 builds an internal simulation of reality, kind of a predictive model. By having this internal representation, the AI can supposedly better understand what's going on around it, predict potential outcomes of actions, and plan more effectively within that physical space.
And why release it as open source?
The stated goal is to accelerate progress in areas like robotics and autonomous vehicles. The thinking is, if AI systems can understand and plan using this kind of internal world model, they could become much more capable and reliable in complex real-world environments.
So what's the potential downstream effect for applications we might actually see?
Well, this kind of foundational work is really exciting. If AI can model the world more like humans intuitively do, grasping physics and spatial relationships, it could lead to pretty dramatic improvements. Think robots with much better dexterity for handling objects, or self-driving systems navigating chaotic streets more safely. It's about moving towards AI that truly gets the physical world it operates in.
That makes sense. And look, if you're listening and getting inspired by this talk of advanced models and real-world applications, maybe wanting to build your own skills, this is a good moment to mention resources. Etienne Newman, who creates this show, has actually written several AI certification study guides.
Oh, right, the guides.
Yeah, things like the Azure AI Engineer Associate, Google Cloud Generative AI Leader, AWS Certified AI Practitioner, Azure AI Fundamentals, Google Machine Learning. They're designed to help you really nail those certifications and boost your career. You can find them all over at djamgate.com. We'll put the links in the show notes.
That's actually really useful. Building that certified knowledge base is key, especially with how fast things are moving. And speaking of moving fast and aiming high, Meta's ambition doesn't stop with world models. The material today highlights a really major move. They're partnering with Alexander Wang, the founder of Scale AI, to launch a dedicated superintelligence lab.
Whoa, okay. Superintelligence lab, partnering with Scale's founder. That sounds like a big deal. What are the details?
It really does. The reports frame it as a significant alliance. Meta and Alexander Wang, co-founder of Scale AI, are joining forces with the explicit goal of creating this new lab focused purely on pushing towards, well, superintelligence or AGI. The absolute cutting edge.
And Wang himself is taking a major role.
A huge role, apparently. The material says Wang will lead this new group, bringing key technical people over from Scale AI with him. And he's getting a top spot reporting directly to Mark Zuckerberg within Meta's AI structure. That signals, you know, serious commitment.
I also saw something about the deal structure being a bit unusual.
Yeah, that's interesting, too. It's tied to a reported $15 billion deal, but the way it's structured. The cash goes to Scale AI's existing shareholders, and Meta gets a 49% stake in Scale. The speculation in the reports is that this structure might be designed to avoid the heavy regulatory scrutiny that a full takeover of Scale might attract.
Clever, maybe. And they're going all out on hiring for this new lab, too.
Absolutely all out. Recruitment is described as incredibly intense. Reports say Zuckerberg himself has been personally involved in hiring nearly 50 researchers specifically for this initiative. And the compensation, apparently reaching into nine figures in some cases, aiming to poach top minds directly from rivals like OpenAI and Google.
Nine figures. Okay. Yeah. So why? Why this intense push, this specific alliance, this level of spending right now?
Well, according to sources, part of the motivation seems to be Zuckerberg's reported frustration with how Meta's Llama 4 model performed relative to competitors. There seems to be a real urgency to accelerate Meta's progress, to try and leapfrog the competition in this race towards AGI.
So putting it all together, the partnership, the massive investment, the aggressive hiring, What does this signal for the wider AI landscape?
What this alliance really indicates, based on the reports, is Meta making arguably its most ambitious play yet in the AGI race. They're building serious infrastructure, pulling in top talent. It's a direct signal of intense competition heating up, particularly with OpenAI and maybe xAI. It shows a willingness to commit enormous resources, both money and people, to try and lead the charge towards superintelligence.
The stakes just keep getting higher. And speaking of that path towards AGI, maybe the most striking statement in today's material came from OpenAI's Sam Altman. A declaration about where we are right now.
Yes, the reports really highlighted this. Sam Altman stated very clearly, AI takeoff has started.
AI takeoff has started. That's quite a statement. How does he describe what that actually looks like? Is it chaos?
Interestingly, no. He frames it, according to the reports, as more of a gentle singularity. The idea isn't a sudden societal collapse, but more like a period where society adapts, maybe even relatively smoothly, to just relentless exponential progress. Things that seem amazing today just quickly become normal, integrated.
Okay, a gentle singularity. Does the material give any specifics on his timeline for this takeoff?
It does. The timeline outlined is pretty aggressive. He projects that by 2026, that's very soon, AI will be capable of generating genuinely new ideas. Then by 2027, he anticipates seeing robots functioning effectively out in the real world. And he sees this leading to just an explosion of creation across almost every industry.
Wow. Okay, 2027 for robots in the real world. And further out, into the 2030s.
Looking into the 2030s, his projection is that intelligence itself, powered by AI and energy, will become incredibly abundant and cheap. He suggests the cost of using very powerful AI could eventually approach the cost of electricity, just readily available everywhere.
That's a transformative vision. What does he see as the key challenges, the path forward to get there safely?
The report's mission, his focus is really on two main things. First, solving AI alignment, making absolutely sure these powerful systems are developed and behave in ways that align with human values and goals. That's critical. Second, ensuring that when we do get to superintelligence, it isn't controlled by just one company or country. It needs to be cheap, widely distributed, accessible to benefit everyone.
When someone like Sam Altman, head of OpenAI, makes a declaration like AI takeoff has started and lays out these timelines, What's the ripple effect? What does that really mean for the industry, for us?
Well, a statement like that, reported widely, carries a lot of weight, doesn't it? It strongly reinforces the expectation of truly exponential AI progress in the very near term. It sets a benchmark for the pace of change, and that can influence everything: how urgently regulators feel they need to act, where venture capital flows, the intensity of global competition. It really raises the bar for what people anticipate seeing, and soon.
Yeah, it makes these abstract future ideas feel much more immediate. Okay, before we wrap this deep dive, the sources covered a few other notable things today, too. Just shows how much is constantly happening.
Absolutely. Just a quick rundown from the reports. Mistral released Magistral, a new family of open source reasoning models. They're noted as being fast, multilingual, though benchmarks apparently show them lagging top competitors a bit in STEM and coding right now.
Okay. And there was an interesting deal involving OpenAI and Google Cloud.
Yeah, reports say OpenAI is finalizing a deal to get more computing power from Google Cloud. That's interesting because it helps OpenAI spread its bets beyond just relying heavily on Microsoft Azure. And from Google's side, it shows they're happy to provide cloud services even to major AI competitors.
Google also had an update on their video generation side.
They did. VO3 Fast is out. It's reportedly twice as fast as the previous version, and they've expanded access within Gemini and Flow. So faster, easier video creation using their tools.
And another company in the image space, KREA AI.
Yep. KREA AI launched Krea 1, their first model developed in-house. They're rolling out a free beta, and the reports say they're emphasizing things like better artistic control and image quality.
Seems like the enterprise AI space is still attracting big money, too.
Definitely. The startup Glean raised another $150 million, putting their valuation at a hefty $7.2 billion. That's apparently driven by strong uptake from big Fortune 500 companies using their AI platform for internal knowledge search and automation. Shows AI is really digging into big business workflows.
And finally, one that shows AI's impact reaching into labor negotiations.
Right. A tentative agreement was reportedly reached between the Actors Union, SAG-AFTRA, and major video game companies. This could end a long strike, and a key part of the negotiations, according to reports, was about protections for actors related to AI use in games alongside compensation. It just highlights how AI is becoming a concrete bargaining issue in creative fields.
Wow. Okay, so looking back at everything today from the material, the new models like O3 Pro, that huge OpenAI price drop, the intense fight for talent, the little detail about water usage, Meta's foundational work on world models, their massive push for superintelligence with scale AI, and then Altman's bold takeoff declaration and timeline. It's a lot. The pace feels incredible.
It really does. What's absolutely clear from all these sources today is that AI isn't some far-off future thing. It's here, it's reshaping things now, and it's evolving incredibly fast. The implications for technology, business, resources, talent, society, they're becoming clearer and more tangible literally by the day.
Yeah.
If you want to understand or, you know, participate in this shift, tracking these specific developments is just crucial.
Absolutely. And again, if you are feeling inspired to maybe deepen your own understanding or get hands-on, do check out Etienne Newman's resources. Besides the certification books, there's also the AI Unraveled Builders Toolkit. It's got tutorials, guides, videos, audio stuff to help you actually start building with AI. You can find info on the toolkit and the books at dgemungate.com. All the links are in the show notes for you.
Definitely worth checking out. So maybe here's a final thought to leave you with, based on everything we've discussed from the sources today. Considering Sam Altman's prediction robots functioning in the real world by 2027, this explosion of creation starting, what specific part of your own life or maybe your work do you think will feel the impact of this accelerating AI takeoff first? Where do you personally see the change landing most immediately?
That is definitely something to chew on. All right, that wraps up this dope dive into today's AI news. Thanks so much for listening.